Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
34, Allen stepping up and now floating it downfield, and Diggs is behind the secondary, stumbles, but brings it in. Buffalo touchdown. Stephon Diggs extends to a 3-score lead.
So the guy that referred to Josh Allen as garbage got beat on that play?
Shocking.
Jalen Ramsey, whom I've said once, I've said 100 times, really, really good defensive back, who thinks he's the greatest of all time, and he is far from that. But he's really, really good, though. Let's bring in the great man himself, the outstanding legendary, and he has earned that word through performance indeed, and that is Merrill Reese. My friend, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's always good to be on with you.
Merrill, it's an interesting year with some expectations. When you have watched this team during the course of the preseason, have they done certain things where you sit back and say, you know what, this could be a really interesting year?
No. No. Have they done it? I think if you look at the roster, you can say this will be a really interesting year, and that there's a lot here where they've shored up some weaker areas where Jalen Hurts should take a step forward. But your question to me was, when you've watched the preseason.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, when I've watched the preseason, I've seen a team with workouts and practice every day that has been efficient, that has been well organized, well choreographed, but without any hitting whatsoever, without any tackling to the ground. And when I've watched the preseason games, I've watched the regulars play one series. So based on what we've seen during the preseason, there's nothing to go on. Nothing.
Which then will lead to my next question. Because of the way the preseasons over the years have played out, with fewer preseason games, fewer series by significant players, have opening games become more of a mystery?
Yeah, absolutely. More of a mystery. And I think the whole month of September is an inferior product. I think you see a lot of sloppiness in September. The September games often show elements that we used to see in the preseason because they're not taking live drills.
Which then brings me to the 17-game part. Last year was the first year of it. Felt like the regular season was long. How much more of a role is that playing maybe in the attrition rate, which then determines who's actually decent in December?
I think it plays a rate. And I also think that it will be very, very soon that we'll see two preseason games and 18 regular season games.
Right.
But I think, I can understand what the Eagles and some of the other teams, quite a few of the other teams, are doing. Because if you look at the Eagles last year, they got through the season in pretty good health. I mean, they lost Brandon Graham very early. But basically, they were a healthy team last year. They held up, and they got better as the season went on. So maybe this is the right way to go. I don't know. We will find a big contrast this Sunday. I don't know. Have you watched Hard Knocks?
Yes, I have.
Well, you know that the Lions have a lot of hard knocks. I mean,
yes.
Dan Campbell has them firing at each other, has them going live. There's a lot of hitting there. So will they be more prepared for tackle football? I don't know. The Eagles certainly have more talent.
Yeah, Shannon Furman, who produces that, is a good friend of mine, so I usually make sure I watch it. So when you look at Jalen Hurts, right, where do you and Mike feel that he needs to be a little bit better just to make that next, I don't even care, it's a half step, but step forward?
Only two areas. The recognition, the reading of the defenses, and the decisiveness. He has to let the ball go more quickly. Read the defense and let it go. I think he has to react a little more quickly. He's got the arm. He's got the athleticism. He's got the intelligence. He's got the support of his teammates, and he's got a terrific cast around him. I don't think he needs a lot more than more experience, and I think that will come, and I think he'll be terrific.
Miles Sanders is able to get himself back into the mix. What can that mean for them?
Good things. Good things. Miles Sanders expects to start on Sunday, and he's their best back. They have a very talented back room between Miles Sanders and Boston Scott. And I mean, they're talented there. There's no doubt about it. Kenneth Gainwell, and they picked up another guy, Trey Sermon, who I don't know whether he'll dress or not on Sunday, but they're talented. I mean, look at the way they've played. I mean, Gainwell can catch and block. Boston Scott, I call him the Giant Killer, plays great every time he faces the Giants.
Yes.
But he can block, even though he's only about 5'7". He can run, he can dive, he can catch. And then there's Miles, who is the most gifted of all.
And then there's Brown entering the mix with Devontae Smith on the other side. You've watched a lot of games. When you've got compliments on one side to the other, what does that mean overall to an offense?
It means everything. It means that the defense cannot double team one guy and try to shut him down and think that's the answer. I think it's got to help Devontae Smith, who still had well over 60 receptions last year. And A.J. Brown is elite. I said on the air on the pregame show one day, I was asked, and Mike was in the booth when I answered this, and I didn't want to hurt his feelings, but I said that this is the most talented group of wide receivers I've ever seen in Eagles history, or at least in the 46 years that I've been doing the games. And instead of being insulted, Mike jumped on the air and agreed with me. So you can say, well, there was once upon a time Mike Quick and Harold Carmichael. But that was Mike's first year where he caught only 10 passes, and that was Harold's last year as an Eagle where he was, I don't like to use the word over the hill, but he was beyond his prime.
Yeah. Defensively, he's going to be big. They made some acquisitions over there, including getting the safety from New Orleans. What can he potentially mean back there to solidify what the Eagles are doing?
Oh, I think they're good. First of all, I think Jonathan Gannon is a very bright defensive coordinator. What he needed last year was more talent, and he solved that by getting James Bradbury, the other corner, who will be opposite Darius Slay, and Slay had a big year. Just a few weeks ago, picking up Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. That's a big acquisition. He was a slot, but now he's going to be a safety, and in Jonathan Gannon's defense, the requisites are not really different, and he will help. Getting Hassan Reddick is a big, big plus. And then drafting the two most impactful players from the national championship college team, Georgia, to get Jordan Davis and Kobe Dean, I think says a lot. And then you have Brandon Graham coming back, and he's 100% healthy.
In this game, we watched the Bills play last night. They rotated a lot up front defensively. It looks like the Eagles have that same capability. A, do you think so? And B, what can that mean to a team in the fourth quarter being fresh like that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. That's a great observation, Steve. They do have depth. They have a lot of depth there. with the Hargraves, and it's going to help a guy like Fletcher Cox, who is a little long in the tooth. He will be fresher, and he's still got plenty in the tank. And it's you have, oh my goodness, you just have one guy after another coming in, Derek Barnett, and they really have a lot of talent. Josh Sweat, he had a bunch of sacks last year. I think they're going to be very good.
Let me ask you about the big kid Davis up front. Now, he doesn't have to play 50, 60 plays. He doesn't. So when you look at him, he's athletic for a big man. What kind of impact can he have? I mean, you and I are going to, it's a little bit of guesswork here because it's a different level. But what kind of impact can he have, especially if he's only going 20, 30 plays?
You know, many, many years ago, I spoke to the Eagles defensive coordinator, Bud Carson, who should be in the Hall of Fame. But he was one of the greatest defensive minds ever. He was the architect of the Steel Curtain defense, as I'm sure you know, in Pittsburgh. And I asked Bud Carson about Reggie White and Clyde Simmons. And he said the guy who makes it all possible for them is Jerome Brown. Jerome Brown collapses the pocket, and then Reggie and Clyde come in and have dinner. And basically, that's what Jordan Davis is going to be able to do. He's going to be able to collapse that pocket and set things up for the defensive ends and the edge rushers.
It's interesting you bring that up because Jack Hamm and I have talked about that in the reference to Joe Green. And Jack's always told me that Joe Green really sacrificed. Now, he ends up with a Hall of Fame career and four Super Bowls, but sacrificed his own stats to play that slant. And it just sounds to me like the Eagles have that same kind of attitude with Davis or Fletcher Cox, like, hey, look, I don't care if I get mine as long as we get ours. Is that
right.
Fair?
Right. I mean, you ask these guys at their daily press conferences, every one of them, about individual achievements, what they're aiming for, and they all say to you, I care really about the team and team success. Us winning, us going far, that's what they care about. They, you know, Miles was asked that about a 1,000-yard season. Miles said, I don't worry about my individual stats. I care about this team winning, and that's what it's all about.
You know what's interesting is that people ask you and me questions such, what do you think about the season, how many wins, and so forth. And I always tell them, I just think about the next one. I mean, and I can tell with you, you just think about the next one. You're just thinking about Detroit this week. I that's a part where I don't think people have an understanding with that. When you're doing it, you can't worry about how many games, like, down the road.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm nervous about this Lions game. I think this is a tough game. There are people picking the Lions to finish second in the NFC North. They're good. I'm a little bit nervous about seeing Aiden Hutchinson in a Lions uniform and wonder how they're going to deal with him. I mean, he is, well, you know from calling the games with Michigan, you know how disruptive he can be.
Oh, no, I know. The first series last year, I've done three plays. I'm looking like 97's in the backfield again. Again?
Yep.
Really? Look, they're all tough. That's why it's the National Football League. They all have talent. And Detroit, by the way, finished really strong last year. They want to get out of the gate with a first impression, too. And last year's game doesn't matter, and you and I both know that.
Well, you're right. You're right. And I think Dan Campbell has them ready. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if there's a breaking point for Detroit.
Yep.
I think the Eagles will come out with a lot of poise. I think they're confident, not cocky. I think they believe in themselves. I think they'll have a good game plan. I think they have the best offensive line in the National Football League and one of the best defensive fronts. I think they've got good coaching. I think they have an ascending quarterback. I think they have a lot of strengths. So I feel good about this team, but you brought this up at the very beginning of our conversation about the fact that there are strange things that happen in the National Football League in week one, and you don't know if they're ready for the pounding. And we will find out at 1:03 on Sunday afternoon.
Well put, as always, my friend. You'll have another great season. That I do know. Thank you so much, Merrill, for your time. Always appreciate you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure, Steve, and I appreciate the great job you do on the Nittany Lions games. I listen to you whenever I have an opportunity, and I wish the best for Penn State. They made me a little nervous at the end of the Purdue game, but they came through big time, and let's see them keep going upward from here.
Yeah. Little heart pounder in the beginning. Why not?
Just a bit. Yeah. Just a bit. But they're pretty talented, aren't they?
They are talented. But like you, you know, you and I both understand it's a journey. That's a good one to get. Now you go and get the next one. You just try to just keep going to the next one, which you and I already talked about.
Oh, I know. I know. But it'll be fun. Yeah. Listen, I think I might have mentioned to you, my next door neighbor, Steve Wagman, yes, was a member of the Penn State. He was the head of the Penn State Alumni Association.
Yep.
And now he's on the board. And we talk Penn State all the time, and he is at every game, home and away.
Look forward to seeing him again, too, and looking forward down the road to seeing you, too. Merrill, great game coming up on Sunday. Good luck with it. Great season. You know how much we think the world of you.
Thank you, Steve. And it comes right back to you. Have a great year.
Merrill Reese, the legendary, outstanding play-by-play voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
I think, like I told you guys before this season, Hefner has earned the right to play, so we can rotate him in at tackle. And Hunter Norzad has earned the right to play, and we'll rotate him at both guards and possibly center as well. That'll be week to week and what we think makes the most sense and where's the right time and right place to do it.
Again, you were also frustrated by that answer.
Yeah, actually. Only because this was one of my number one concerns about the offense for Penn State was continuity with the offensive line, because you're adding all these new pieces that weren't there in the spring, and you're trying to reestablish the run game a little bit, and that was the whole point of the offseason, but you still have guys rotating in the O-line, so that makes me a little nervous. Not for this particular game, maybe, but down the line. They did okay last Sunday, or last Thursday against Purdue, but
the idea of rotating them is to keep guys fresh for the fourth quarter. That's all that means. Okay, that's all that means. Okay? Let me just quickly say something about, I've said this a thousand times, but I want to say it again. The fans at Beaver Stadium. Penn State has 91,000 plus season tickets. And I know, does that include the students? Okay, can you do math? There's 21,000 student tickets. So, yes, of course, it includes the student season tickets. I worry sometimes. The students, of course, go to the game. They bring the energy, they sell it out. They're incredible. The people that obviously pay the freight in there, who get up on a Friday to drive, or they get up on a Saturday morning to drive in, pay for the gas, drive the miles, fight the traffic, get to their parking space, went to the grocery store ahead of time to get the tailgate food, set up the tailgate, party before the game, provide the energy and the excitement and the fun inside the stadium in response to the team, and then tailgate afterwards, turning seven Saturdays in State College into events. There's not a single game that I've ever done or broadcast in Beaver Stadium where I have not sat back and looked around at that building and seen all of you in there and thought, how fortunate am I to be broadcasting to a fan base like this that cares that much. And when they have all the options in the world with their entertainment dollar, keep selecting Penn State football. You're special. You're appreciated. You make the place special. You make college football special. I can't put a price on you. It is a privilege to broadcast games for a fan base like you. We love the players. We love the coaches. Well, most of you love the coaches. Matt has questions about every coach. All right. The blue band, the cheerleaders, the dance team, the color guard, the Nittany Lion. But the bottom line is, as somebody who sits there over and over and over again, I look around for every game. Man, do I appreciate you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time to tailgate this weekend. Head over to the beverage supermarket now. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a great service department that takes care of the life of that car. All right, time to bring in the king.
Hey.
King.
Hey. Tough week rooting for the Red Sox and watching the Blues.
Didn't help
God,
you out.
They are horrible. My God.
Oh. They are not good.
I finally wanted to root for them, and I'm rooting for them. I'm like, come on. Oh, my God. They throw the ball all over the field.
Yeah.
Do you think Cora's going to lose his job?
No. He's being retained already. They already made the announcement.
He only wins when he cheats. So, anyway.
Oh, my almighty!
I know. That's...
So, boy, I did good last week.
Hey, you took some chances, and I respect you for that.
Well, I take chances because, you know, I know who's going to win, but it's more fun to hope, maybe. But it's been a couple of years now. Maybe I ought to just play it safe. You know?
I mean,
Oregon, oh, my God. I said, okay, how's Oregon doing? They're down by 30 in the first quarter. I'm like, okay, that one.
I know,
done.
You ridiculed me for calling it that it might be non-competitive.
It's kind of scary, the difference between the real good teams and the teams that are supposed to be good.
But, again, they get into those neutral site games. Right, that's why I give Florida State credit. They get into a neutral site game. That's a neutral site, Atlanta. You're 2,500 miles away.
Yeah.
It's a road game. Come on. It's always love about the. It's a neutral game. No, it's not.
No, I agree. Well, kind of scary. I mean, I thought Utah State was a good football team. I watched them play UConn, and they just got smashed by Alabama. You know, it's like, ah.
You know what? Utah State is the defending Mountain West champ.
Yeah.
In the college football playoff, expanding to 12, they might have been a team. Now, Cincinnati would have gotten the bid last year, but they might have been a team considered only because they won a conference championship. That's how far away they are from Alabama. And, of course, the game's in Tuscaloosa.
Yep. Well, you got to be competitive. You know,
yeah, I mean,
I don't
just,
believe they were
just,
even competitive.
That's just
it's like men against boys.
It shows you how much distance there is between the top and the middle.
There are huge distance. So, where? How do you think Penn State would match up with Alabama right now?
Jeez,
be a game or a blowout?
I mean, I obviously think it would be a game because it's not like Penn State's devoid of athletes.
No. I mean, remember, I'm watching the game last night. There's at least six players from Penn State playing in that game last night.
I mean, remember
they got the ball players.
Remember a year ago, Auburn is one play away from beating Alabama, right?
Yep.
If Tank Bigsby stays in bounds, they win.
Yep.
Right? Penn State beat that team.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you that the idea of going toe-to-toe with them is not far-fetched.
No, I think they could win, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got the athletes. I find that, I mean, you guys can answer this better than anybody. I do not understand why Ohio State gets so many great players that I'm sure looked at Penn State, why they're going to Ohio State instead.
Well, part of it is some of them are from Ohio and they want to stay there, and they obviously it's been a dream of theirs to play at Ohio State. Completely understand that. They've done a good job of recruiting outside of the state of Ohio. I want to say Stroud is from California, quarterback. Henderson's not an Ohio kid. I think Williams is from Florida. I mean, they've done a good job.
So you're answering my question by saying they're doing a good job recruiting, that it's recruiting.
Well, I mean, you've got to go out. You've got to be selective when you go outside of your state. They've done a good job of not only being selective but winning those battles. I mean, for example, I mean, Clifford, the quarterback for Penn State's from Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Allen, the running back here, is from Virginia. Lee is from Virginia. So Penn State's gone outside, too. It's not like they haven't gone outside to get guys they have. And the difference between Penn State and Ohio State, for the most part, has been one play each half. That's how close it is. One play each half. You've got to find a way to get that play in each half. Not just one play in one half. One more play in each half.
Yep.
You know, and for example, last year out there, the play that you look at is the fumble run back by Cage for a touchdown. You got to keep the ball there. That's the play in the half you needed to have.
Well,
they got
like
it. They got a touchdown. They won by nine.
Blocked the kick and scored the touchdown that year.
Yeah, they got the play. The next year, Denzel Ward blocked the punt of Penn State, and they got the play.
Now, does Penn State have a breakaway running back this year?
Yeah, Singleton is definitely a breakaway running back.
Okay.
No question. He is definitely a breakaway running back.
Yeah, I'm rooting hard. I want him. I mean, to say relative, they're relative. I want them included in that top 12.
I want to
see him play for a national championship
right.
again.
Penn State would have made the playoff in 99, 2005, 2008, and then they would have made it in 16, 17, 18, and 19. They would have made it 4 years in a row.
Yeah, no.
So,
they didn't have it. Well, I look at it like they have the perfect head coach. The guy's a great guy. If I have a child and he's recruiting him, I'm very comfortable with him taking my kid under his wing. So that's why I get like, why? I mean, I lived there for a while. So, you know, Ohio, Pennsylvania, you know, who cares? Tomato, tomato, you know? Seriously, I mean, they're recruiting in the same pool. they're both powerhouses. They're both wonderful schools.
Yeah.
In fact, tonight I'm going to, when they hang up here, going to watch my step-grandson. He's a nose tackle for Rockville High School. And
good.
His sister, which is my step-granddaughter, is the captain of the cheerleaders. She's going to Ohio State next year.
Good for her.
Yeah, no, that's her dream school, Ohio State. So.
Hey, that's fine. Beautiful campus.
Yeah.
She'll love it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
we've
got to take a break. We've got to get to our picks in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
So exactly what were the records? Because as you know, I don't care.
You and I, Steve, were 6-1 with Utah as our only loss, and King was 2-5.
Awesome.
Because King took some chances, which I respect.
Until I get in the mood.
All right, we'll start with the college slate first. Let's start with App State, who had that insane game with North Carolina last week. At number 6, Texas A&M. Steve.
Texas A&M will win. It'll be a little closer than people think. But Texas A&M.
I agree. Another shootout. A&M wins and pulls away in the fourth quarter.
I'm not sure if it's a shootout. I just think it'll be closer. I don't think Texas A&M has a ton of offense, but they got a really good defense.
They do. King, what do you got?
Appalachian State.
Well, no, it's fine. I don't think it's a bad pick.
I have a feeling that they're going to win. That's why I picked the game. I love them. Well,
they've done it before. They can do it again.
I don't know them, but, whatever. They play a good brand of football. I like it. I think I'd love to see them smack Texas A&M around. I don't buy the ratings right now. They're number 6 in the country based on what?
No, you're absolutely right about that. It does is promote the game. In other words, it gives you hey, it's number this, number that, and early in the season that's good.
Well, something that I've noticed being close to the University of Connecticut here and kind of following them a bit, this new deal of transferring and not having to sit out is really changes the outlook of a lot of these teams. UConn's got a whole bunch of players that are transfers from big-time schools. For example, Penn State's quarterback, they can just walk in. You can build a team and get that extra player that you need pretty easy now. So you don't really know about these teams like App State and all that. Who did they pick up? What holes did they fill? And they easily filled them. It's like free agency. Whatever.
Right. All right, next one in the Pac-10. Number 10, USC at Stanford, who actually played Colgate last week out of the Patriot. But as much as I hate USC, I'm taking the Trojans here. King?
Yeah, USC. Oh.
Steve?
The Fighting Lincoln Rileys.
Oh, yeah, the Fighting Lincoln Rileys, all right.
He speaks highly of you.
Eh. Anyway, next one. Number 24, Tennessee at number 17, Pitt, the Fighting Bill Hillgroves. Steve.
I think it's going to be a really good game. I will go with Tennessee because I think Hendon's going to be a big, big factor in this game. And in part with his legs.
King?
Pitt.
I'm riding with Pitt, too. I think the defense, I know the running defense wasn't great last week, but I think they make a play late at home. There's something with that this year, with that defensive group. Love the defensive line, too. I think they're going to make life hard for Tennessee. Yeah. So, I'm going with the Pitt Panthers. Next, number 20, University of Kentucky, the Fighting Will Levises against those Florida Gators after that big win against Utah last week. King.
They look really good. I took Florida.
I got the Gators, too, but a close game. Kentucky's actually a pretty good team, but I'm going to go with Florida. And they've had some close games the last couple of years, but I'll stick with the Gators at home. Steve.
This is where Will had a lot of talent around him last year. I don't think he has as much talent around him this year, and I think it shows up. Florida's going to win.
All right, there you have it. And finally, this won't count because Steve can't pick the game, but I want to do the Penn State-Ohio game anyway. So, King, who do you got?
What's the spread? No. I got Penn State.
Stop it. Yeah, Penn State takes care of business. I wouldn't be shocked if it's a little bit competitive early, but yeah, Penn State wins and pulls away and wins. Okay, Steve, final key to the game for the Nittany Lions.
Play with the lead.
There you go. I agree.
In other words, like make them play uphill while you play with the wind at your back.
Absolutely.
I mean that to me, what causes upsets along the way are games where the other guy plays with the lead and makes you play uphill, and the longer it goes, now doubt starts to seep in. If you play with the lead, it erases that.
Yep. No
they
question.
They got to blow them out.
Yeah. All right.
Have to.
For the first time this year, NFL time. Here we go. Let's start with... Yeah, this is actually a pretty good slate here. Let's start with the Cleveland Browns going back to face their former boy, Baker Mayfield, and the Carolina Panthers. Steve.
Carolina.
I got Carolina as well. I think it'll be... I wouldn't be shocked if it's a blowout, but I'll take Carolina anyway.
It's just... I think Jacoby Brissett is a decent NFL quarterback, but this is going to be a long haul for Cleveland with him as the quarterback for a long haul.
Yeah, Cleveland's a mess right now, but they did it to
Cleveland's
themselves.
A fraudulent team. They're flawed. They're always going to be flawed.
Yeah.
So
you got Carolina?
Carolina?
All right, there we go. Clean sweep of the Panthers. Next one, the Las Vegas Raiders at the L.A. Chargers. Another Super Bowl favorite possible. We'll go with the King this time.
This is going to be a good game. I got the Chargers because I love the quarterback. So.
Love the Chargers. I think if Buffalo doesn't get to the Super Bowl, Chargers have the next best chance, in my opinion. I'm going with the Chargers. I think there's too much hype with the Raiders. I think that offense is very overrated, and it'll show pretty early, I think. Steve?
I think if too Chargers- much is put on Josh McDaniels, like he's this genius. There are a lot of geniuses when Tom Brady was the quarterback.
Yeah,
you know?
He's a fraudulent head coach.
He doesn't have Tom Brady, so we'll see how good he is.
Exactly right. Steve?
If the Chargers can keep from going for it on fourth down every other possession, yeah, they'll win.
But you have the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers, and that's an anti-analytics rant.
There you go. I'm with you there. All right, time to pick the PA teams. Eagles, Lions. Steve.
The Lions are going to kill this team. Did you see in the preseason? They can't get it done.
Yeah, I know. The 48-10 loss to Miami really scared me.
Eagles will win the game.
King?
I got Detroit. I think they're good this year.
You're killing me.
Love the coach. Love the head coach. Well,
you're not allowed on the show for the rest of the year if you're right. but I do think this is a closer game than what people think. I, like Merrill, am slightly nervous for this game, but I think the Eagles pull away in the fourth quarter and win 30-17. Won't be surprised either if Detroit gets out to a lead early, but I think the Eagles still win.
I can go out to Brewers Outlet. We can get some cheese to go with the one.
I might need plenty of it if King is right. And then finally, Steelers at the defending AFC champion Bengals. King.
Love the coach of the Steelers, but I think Cincinnati is going to be a powerhouse for sure. I got Cincinnati.
I agree.
The Steelers don't have a quarterback yet, so.
Competitive game, but I think Cincinnati wins. Just too much talent on the offense right now.
Defense keeps the Steelers in it, but I think Cincinnati wins it.
There you go. All right.
Hey, good picks this week.
Lock them
in. Spread out a little bit. So that's good.
Well, how about Brady and against the Cowboys? I mean, this is like Matt's whole thing is if the Eagles can't win, he wants the Cowboys to lose,
yes.
And it makes his weekend. Come on, let's pick that game.
You want to add it in? Sure, why not? I'll take Tampa.
I got Tampa. I can never pick. Go ahead, Steve. Take the Cowboys. Come on, you can
no,
do it.
No, I'm picking Tampa. I'm picking Tampa.
Yeah, he never picks Dallas either.
Game.
There's
because everybody would take Tampa. Everybody hates the Everybody hates America's team.
Yeah, right. As they should, because they're not America's team. That is most obnoxious.
That's why everyone hates them.
Yeah, so obnoxious. It'll make me go vomit before I have a game tonight.
You're barely Delaware's team. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I got to do better than 2-5 or whatever the heck I was.
You just better not be right about Detroit. I don't care. I don't care if App State wins. Yeah.
Boy, if Detroit wins the game,
I will
and
be a
Judge strikes
case.
And Judge strikes out 10 times over the weekend.
Oh, it'll
be
bad.
On Monday, you're going to be a mess.
Yeah, you might as well just not show up on Monday.
We as Yankee fans are not doing very well right now. What are you going to do? The Red Sox didn't help. They suck.
Oh, no, they're not good. See, that's the difference. I'll tell you, they're not good.